and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're glad to have you with us on this sunny Saturday morning. My name's Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. I've been trying to figure out what that bright thing is out there. I haven't seen it in so long.
That melted all the snow that fell last night.
Yeah, looking good. Now, if we could just get Bob to work on the temperature, he's doing fine with the rest of it.
He's doing a great job. We're glad to have him on board this morning, too. Good morning, Bob. Our guest this morning is Paul Dreesen. Paul is the owner of a company named Timber Innovations, which he started about 20 years ago. He's in the business of remodeling homes, building homes, and very fine furniture as well. So we're going to be talking to Paul in just a few minutes. But we'd like to talk to you about the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. Our SCORE chapter is located in the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, and we have 43 mentors who provide free advisory services to business owners in areas of marketing, banking, IT, strategic planning, HR, all kinds of good things that really help business owners either launch their business or if they're in business to take you to the next level. And if you're interested in applying for free assistance from SCORE, please send us an email or contact us at foxcities.score.org. You can go to that website, foxcities.score.org, fill out the application and send it in. And when you're filling out the application, be as specific as you can about the need that you have, because we've screened our mentors and we want to line you up with the mentor that can help you the best. We also have team approaches to mentors, so that's one good way to get some assistance for your business. Randy, you have something to add?
Just to mention the fact that we serve an 8-county area.
I did already.
You mentioned that, yeah, and all the way down through Fond du Lac, Green Lake, all those areas. And by the way, if you are down in those areas and are interested in becoming a SCORE mentor, it would be a great thing, because we definitely need people throughout the area to help others. So if you've been successful or are a good business owner and want to give back to the community, because again, the small business is where we get the sources of all of our employment in the area. About 75% of all new jobs are coming through small business. So,
yep. And if you're interested in becoming a volunteer, you can go to the website, foxcities.score.org, and there's a place on there you can volunteer. You can learn some more information about being a mentor. And as a volunteer at SCORE Chapter, you don't have to be a mentor. You could help out in the administrative side, on the IT side. So we're looking for folks to grow our chapter. As Randy mentioned, we're reestablishing our presence in the Fond du Lac area. We have a pretty good presence in Oshkosh and Appleton already. So if you're interested in being a volunteer, please look us up.
Another quick area, too, that we offer is if your club, group, or organization would like to have somebody come and talk to you about small business, entrepreneurship, or what SCORE is all about, contact us again through foxcities.score.org, and we have a speakers bureau who would be more than happy to come out, do your program for you. We can do anything from 15 minutes to 2 hours, depending on what you need.
In addition to doing the mentoring that we've just mentioned, we also put on some training seminars throughout the year. We just concluded a Simple Steps program, a 5-step program, a couple of weeks ago, and we're going to be doing that again in June, and we still haven't determined if it's going to be in Appleton or in Fond du Lac, but stay tuned, and you can also go to the website, foxcities.score.org, to determine where that's going to be. But we do have an event coming up on May 6th, Randy. Tell us about that.
Right. This is something that everybody is very, very much aware of today, but needs to get more information about, and that is the Affordable Health Care Act, or Obamacare, as it's known. This is a program, of course, that affects all of us in business, because we have to take part in the requirements for both ourselves and our employees. And so we recommend that you attend this particular session. It's going to be on May the 6th. Out at the Bordini Center, which is at the Fox Valley Tech, the Venture Center area. It starts at 8 o'clock and runs to 11 o'clock that day. We're going to have registration at 7:30. The cost of this seminar is only $15, and we have three very, very, very expert individuals who are going to be speaking. The first one is going to be Linda Heinz. Linda has a long-time experience working especially with businesses is in the area of long-term and healthcare areas. So she will be our keynoter, talking about, again, what small businesses need to know. And hopefully by May 6th, we will have a pretty good handle on how everything is developing. Mm-hmm. So she's going to be our keynoter. In addition to that, we will also have Kurt Haling from Albertson Haling CPA. Kurt is going to take a look at it from the accountant side, what plans you have to make for this year, how to put this into your budget, and how to make some sense out of it for your long-term planning. In addition to that, we're also going to have John Alness. John is an agent here in the Valley in the healthcare area and works primarily with individuals. So John can take it from the viewpoint of the individual, what those effects are going to be on you and how you should plan for it. So it's not just for the big companies anymore. This is for everybody, and it's going to affect all of you. So if you are involved in business, either as an employer, an employee, or thinking about how this is going to affect you, this is the program to come to.
Yeah, we're expecting a pretty good turnout. And again, you can register at foxcities.score.org on the website. Please, that's going to be a helpful seminar. You're going to get a lot of good information from three experts. And Linda Hines is coming from Ellsworth, Wisconsin, and she's nationally acclaimed. Her training programs are used by the federal agencies of the federal government to help train companies on how to administer healthcare plans. So it's going to be very helpful for large as well as small companies. Well, in addition, we'd like to say thank you to the sponsors who bring the show to you each weekend. Those are Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Haling CPAs in Appleton and Green Bay, Epiphany Law, Kevin Eisman, and the Business Law Boutique on the north side of Appleton. Also want to thank eBiz Results for their support on the BizTalkWithScore.com website. That's a website you can go to if you'd like to hear a previous show. We do archive them on biztalkwithscore.com. And also thank you to Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're not subscribed to it, as a business owner, you really should be. For $20 a year, it does give you a lot of good information about what's going on in the business environment in East Central Wisconsin, which can help your business. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be coming back on the other side. We're going to meet Paul and talk about home building and remodeling, and that's the season. Well, you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Working for a living, working. Working for a living, working. Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living. And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're glad you're with us this morning. Our guest is Paul Dreesen. Paul is the owner of Timber Innovations, a home building, remodeling, and furniture building place in Kimberley. Good morning, Paul.
Yes, good morning, Tony. Thank you for inviting me.
Glad to have you on the show this morning. Tell us a little bit about who are you and what do you do and where you're located. Tell us about your business.
We're located in Kimberley. I've been there for 20 years. We're in the old pharmacy building. We do a woodworking shop there, so we can do cabinets and architectural millwork, fine furniture. And then we base out of there. We do remodeling and construction in the Fox Valley area.
Okay, so you go out to people's homes and do remodeling, updating a kitchen, adding on a family room, finishing off the basement,
Correct.
Things like that?
Yep.
What is your market area, Paul? How far out do you go? Do you stay in the Fox Cities or do you get to Green Bay and Oshkosh?
Yeah, we have a project right now. We're working in De Pere. Monday we have some guys going to Sheboygan to do some work, meeting with a client in Kohler. We've done work up in the Door County, Sturgeon Bay, and we even have a few regular clients. They have property in the North Country, and we've gone up to Eagle River.
Okay. Do you have a website? You have a website where people can go and see what you do and kind of get more information about you and your company?
Yeah, you bet. It's timberinnovations.com.
Timberinnovations.com. Like S on the end?
Correct.
Innovations.com. Okay.
I was just going to ask, Paul, you know, how long have you been in business here in the Valley?
Well, 20 years I've been doing this work.
20 years?
Yep.
Okay. And how did you get into, because I noticed you have a broad variety with not only just the building and remodeling, but also the cabinetry and so on. How did you get started in this kind of a program?
Well, immediately out of high school, I started working with a gentleman. Some of my friends were helping him, and he was building a log house. And I just loved that type of work, and it was just so invigorating and so rewarding. At the end of the day, you walked away, and you could see the course of logs that you laid. After that, I had an opportunity to work at a furniture factory in Sheboygan. At that time, Sheboygan had quite a few furniture factories, and we did high-end office furniture. When I went in there, I was doing I was the pattern maker and the sample maker, so I would make the first pieces for the showroom or for photography, and then I would also make the jig and rigging for making production pieces. From there, it kept developing into went into a business with a friend of mine in Kiel, did that for a few years, and then my wife and I decided to move up into the valley. So then worked with an architectural firm in Little Chute, and that's where I really found my love of the architectural woodwork. There's just such a variety. It's just beautiful.
Now, one of the recent accomplishments you shared with us was the renovation over at St. Thomas More Church on the north side of Appleton. What did you do there?
Well, I was approached to offer a proposal to do the furniture. They were going out for bids, and a client of mine that was on the committee said, hey, why don't you give Paul Dreesen a chance to take a look at this. He's worked for us in the past, and he's got some really good talents.
Now, you say furniture, but it's pretty specific.
Yeah, well, it was, I would say, the first time I've ever made an altar, and it was very, very rewarding. It was a lot of fun.
So you did the altar that's up in the front of the church where the priest will say Mass, and you did the chairs and other tables that...
Yep, we did all the side tables, the podium where they get up to read, that they call that
the pulpit?
Ambry. Yep, the ambo by the baptismal area, and all the candle holders and the cross holders.
It's beautiful. I've been in there. And for those who are attending St. Thomas More and are listening, they will appreciate that you are the person who actually built that furniture. It's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
And in the long run, of course, the cabinetry is a highly skilled art. And you said you got into that background working out in Sheboygan, but now do you do the work yourself, or do you have other people that work with you?
Well, there's four of us, and then in addition to myself, so I am out there working with the guys every day. I try to. It seems to be a little bit less and less recently, but I was noticing
you still have all of your fingers, so I wasn't sure if you had been a cabinetry worker or not there.
That's the pride of my joy of all 10 fingers.
Okay. Still have all those digits, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Now, one of the things that you mix into your business is you have an appreciation for architectural style. Can you explain that a little bit? What does that mean in terms of someone who's looking for some work being done in their home?
It's the old classic house, whether it be Craftsman style or Victorian or whatever. I love that old world look that was brought from, that was either inspired from a European culture or Asian culture, whatever it may be. But I just love that the character of the house has personality.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you take off on that architectural theme, and then you add to it or build on that?
Right. Well, I don't know that I add to it or build on it. I base my design off of that history of design.
Sure.
But knowing what that should be is key.
Sure.
Yeah, trying to make sure that you match what it originally was, bring it back without losing the character.
Correct.
Yeah, that's... Sure. That's hard to find, because a lot of people, when you start talking about the different types, especially here in the Fox Cities, we have such a broad variety of different architectural structures. Just going around the city park area, you can take a look at what we're talking about of all the different kinds and trying to match up with it. Mm-hmm. So that's quite a skill, quite an amazing opportunity to have somebody that can do that.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
Paul, do you get involved in any commercial or office building renovations or anything? If someone wants to, if they own a small office building and like to do a renovation, do you do that kind of work as well?
Not so often. The only time that we have done it is when it was a previous client of ours, and they said, we're opening up a business. We'd like you to come in and do the work in our new store or our new office.
Okay. Yep. So basically your market is consumer homes, condos?
Mostly condos that really try to stay out of the multiple unit, everything is very individual per client.
Do you build a garage if someone wants a garage built on the house or added on?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, this week we were over in Little Chute. A good friend of mine had his roof collapse from the snow load this year. So we waited for 3 clear days of weather, went over, literally took the lid off of the house and reframed it. So one night when we left, his house was exposed to Mother Nature, and no blue tarp would protect it.
Uh-huh.
So God was on our side. The next day we got the roof on.
You put those trusses up and
put new trusses out, framed it up, and we got it shingled by Thursday night, and I think the rain came within a couple hours. Yeah. So.
You are definitely a very lucky person this year, because I don't think I can remember 3 days of good weather.
Right.
grateful client there.
Oh, yeah. I kept telling him, I says, Joe, we just got to be patient, and we're going to wait for 3 clear days.
So what caused the snow load actually was too heavy for the old roof structure?
Yeah, we had a lot of light snow this year, but as cold as it was, we never had any snow melt off.
Mm-hmm.
So then, when temperatures start warming up, when the snow starts to melt, it picks up moisture from the air, and it actually makes the snow heavier.
Mm-hmm.
With that added weight of the roof, it started collapsing. I mean, it dropped, I would say, almost a foot.
Oh, my
gosh. The wife came home one night, and she's like, how come there's plaster on the garage floor, and there's insulation laying on the floor? And he looked, and the outside walls had spread apart about an inch and a half. So it was just a house that, you know, I think the gentleman did a very nice job of framing. You know, maybe he should have used a little bit heavier material to support
reinforce
that.
It. Yeah.
So
literally you went in there and you took that roof off, and in 3 days you had their roof replaced.
Correct. Yep.
That's great. That's quite a remodeling feat.
Yeah, thanks.
We're going to take our first break here. We'll come back on the other side, continue our conversation with Paul. We'll give out the phone number so you can call in with questions. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. Our guest is Paul Dreesen. Paul is the owner of Timber Innovations in Kimberley. Paul remodels homes and builds homes and builds some very fine furniture. If you have a question for Paul this morning, you can reach us at 281-1150 in Appleton. And if you're outside Appleton, 866-887-1150. Paul, tell us where people can find you. What's your website address, and do you have a phone number they can reach you at?
Right. The website address is timberinnovations.com. Our telephone number is 920-788-7400.
Okay.
In Kimberley.
All righty. Well, Paul, we were talking earlier about the fact that you have a very broad base of different things that you provide to your customers over the years. And we've all seen, you know, the ups and downs in the businesses and so on. How has that helped you to be able to sustain yourself, especially during the 2008 Great Recession and all this, by having this kind of diversity?
Well, everybody always talks about niches, and I think our biggest niche is that we don't have one. We can do anything from the framing to the furniture, to the cabinetry, and we'll do a deck. We can do a basement remodel project.
Okay. Now, you've seen, especially the new home building, a lot of people are wondering, is it getting better? Is the economy improving? How do you see that right now as far as out there? Is it getting better?
You could definitely feel the buzz. We recently had a home in the Valley Home Builders Parade just this past February. A lot of people going out looking. A lot of people are making plans and are definitely planning on doing something, I would say. We're definitely, the momentum is there.
Okay.
I think on the financing side, mortgage rates are inching upward right now. They've been lower than they are right now. Like a year ago, they were pretty reasonable. And they're inching up. And I think with this timing that's going on in the economy, the slow recovery we're experiencing nationally, people are saying, well, if we're going to buy a new home or build a new home, we better do it now before the rates get too high. And there's a pent-up demand for homes. I think people have decided they're just going to wait a while, but now maybe is the time.
Right.
Have you seen some of that?
Yeah, I'm sure. I think it's, for me, mostly I think people had this project that they wanted to do and were just kind of waiting it out. Not that I think most of the clients that we work with have the financial means to do it whenever they wanted to, but they also wanted to make sure that they weren't doing something that they wish they wouldn't have had a, and they wouldn't have spent that money.
Right.
So I think now they're feeling comfortable and they're saying, okay, let's remodel that kitchen now. We've been talking about this for 5 years.
So you're in the market to build a new home today or remodel a home?
Correct. Yep.
And what are you seeing most of right now? Where's the interest lying?
Well, right now we don't have any new home construction projects on our docket. We have a very sizable remodeling project up in De Pere, probably one of our largest, equal to the size of a new home.
Yeah.
That was one of the things I was going to ask is, of course, you have a business strategy that, you know, is based on diversity. Do you plan ahead as far as seeing which way things are going, or do you move with your customer?
I move with the customer. We don't really go out to do any active marketing, trying to find certain projects. We don't go out and say, hey, come and see us about your deck or bathroom or anything like that. We just really rely on customer referrals, and we let our client dictate what our next project's going to be.
And you have a cadre of subcontractors that you can depend on to, you know, be able to fulfill all the various projects and so on?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's one of our biggest key is all our subcontractors. We're like one big family. And the other day, you know, we were in Neenah and we were working with a couple of electricians, and we went out and had lunch together. And we know their family, we know their wives, and we know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I'm very loyal to my subcontractors.
Yeah, I can speak to that because when I was growing up, my dad and I were in the trades over for many years, and that was the one thing I enjoyed so much was the fact that it was just one big family. Everybody knows everybody in the area and knows who's dependable and who to go to for what you really need. So
yeah. Yeah, when everybody knows you like that, you have to behave yourself, right?
Yeah.
But exactly. Your reputation is built on that, too. It's built on the quality. It's built on the people you work with. That must be very important in helping to distinguish you from the competition.
Oh, yeah. I think all the people that work for us in Timber Innovations, they all know the expectations. All the people that work with us, the business owner is actively involved in the project. They're out there swinging a hammer, soldering pipes or whatever it might be.
And when someone's remodeling a home or a room or adding on or even building a home, the owners tend to get pretty involved in that, and they want to come in and they want to see what's going on, and they're asking questions. And there's a lot of skill in that area too, isn't there, Paul?
Well, and it's funny, it could be some of the best. I love that engagement, and I was with a client last night, and then the wife and the husband like to pair against you. It's like, okay, whose side are you going to take?
Uh-huh.
And it's always a little bit of a strategy, but it's a lot of fun, and I was like, and then when you kind of take one side's favor, more often it's like, you know, no offense, but she's got a better idea than you do, you know. But I love that. You know, it's getting to know the people. It's just so much fun.
And it's how you handle it that's really important, because the people you're speaking with at the time walk away feeling pretty good.
Right. Yep.
It's how you handle it.
Now, in your business, obviously your role you do is part of it is sales. What other roles do you wear during your business day?
Sometimes I sweep the floor. So I wear all hats.
Okay.
Yep. From the bidding to, you know, communicating with the client, scheduling, purchasing. We're such a small company. There's no hat that I can't wear.
Okay.
And I always say to the guys, it's like, it all pays the same.
You know,
at the end of the day, the floor's got to get swept. Let's clean up the tools and let's go home. You know?
So for someone looking at getting into this kind of a business, jack of all trades, full background type of recommendation?
By default, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, default of the fact that somebody's got to do that job.
Correct.
Yeah.
And speaking of the skills, the workman skills, the craftsman skills, when we built our first home, back in 75 or 6, it was built in the country by a company that had two older guys, and they showed up with the old slicing things with the razor knife on it that would cut the corner for the proper fitting of the molding in the room. I mean, they shaved it off in paper thin. You don't see that much anymore.
Oh, boy. You know, I, there when I was working with a firm in Littleshute, and at that time we were just a supplier of product. We didn't really do anything on the job. And there was this, I think it was a Mennonite, and this guy, his son was working with them, and he had the guillotine that shaved that trim off, and that guy was a true craftsman.
Yes.
It was amazing, the cuts he did.
Now, that craftsman is probably gone because it's too long. It takes too much time to do that. We use power tools today. But you still need to have people with a certain skills, the trade skills, and the attitude to work in a family environment and be in the presence of the owners often, don't you?
Right. I mean, and patience is a lot of it. When you're trying to make that miter fit or that crown molding fit, skill is definitely key. Patience is key.
Okay. If you one of the things we talk about too is, you know, the different types of roles and jobs that people are looking at. If you were going to talk to somebody today about getting into the carpentry side, getting into the skills, the labor side that you're talking about, what skills should they really work on? And do you work with people like the tech and so on?
Well, yeah, I'm part of a NARI. It's a National Association of Remodelers and I'm going to the tech as far as one of the instructors is the building program there.
Okay.
And he meets with us every month, and he brings students with him. And it's just such a wonderful introduction for those guys to come and meet other contractors. But
And how long have you been working with that kind of a program?
Well, it's just I have one young man that works for us right now that I hired through that program. I met him, and then a couple months later, I called up the instructor, and I says, hey, you know, a couple months ago, there was this young guy, and he just seemed like he had a nice personality. You know, who was that? And he put the feeler out to him, and now he works for me, and it's worked out really well.
I'd like to give out the phone numbers quickly. If anyone has a question for Paul, please give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. Paul, in terms of your company, where you started 20 years ago and where you are today, and you've seen some pretty good growth in the last few years, where do you see yourself going in the next 5 or 10 years? Do you have any strategies that you're looking at?
I continue to want to pursue being a new construction builder. But I'm not looking to meet the mass. I want to do 2 or 3 homes a year in a high-quality home. But it's
craftsmanship.
Correct. Yep.
And what I like about your project is you bring in that awareness or sensitivity to architectural style and color coordinating and craftsmanship and bringing in furniture. Do you often build furniture for homeowners?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
What are some examples of furniture you build for homeowners?
I did a cabinet for a homeowner that they're really not big TV watchers, and they just have wonderful furniture in the house. So it was the goal was to make a cabinet that fit their style of their home that also housed a 50-inch TV that was on a mechanism that would come up when they wanted to watch the Packer game.
Really?
Or whatever it might be.
Come up out of the floor?
Well, it came up out of the cabinet. So then in the front of the cabinet, it had cabinet doors. You'd open it up, and it was a shallow shelving in there, and they could store their DVDs and things like that. But looking at it, you would never know that there was a TV.
Very innovative. Yeah.
TV just comes right up out of the cabinet then.
Right.
Okay, so, yeah, you are what I can – in the old days, we used to call a stick builder or very, very customized kinds of work as opposed to someone who, you know, does the cookie-cutter style.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. On our website, you can see a project that we did. It was a bedroom, and we call it the Asian Flair. The house is in Sheboygan, originally designed by Russell Barr Williams. He was one of the chief architects for Frank Lloyd Wright. And the client, in fact, you have it up there right now. Mm-hmm. The client is very adamant about keeping the style of the house true to what it is intended design. So we've done built-in beds, vanities, and different things like that. But some of the recent project that we did a bed, and it was just really neat.
You know, that's that to me is an endorsement that you really do deliver, because here's someone in Sheboygan looking for someone out there to come in and maintain the theme in their home, a Frank Lloyd Wright type of theme, and they found you to do it.
Right.
And to me, that's an endorsement. They must have looked around a long time, but they went to Appleton to find someone who could do that work.
Yeah, I met him through another contractor that I was working for at a time, highly respected contractor in Sheboygan, asked me to come work for him for a couple weeks. And 2.5 years later, I was coming back to Kimberly working over here. And so I that's how I had originally met the client. And I've been doing work for them, I would say almost annually, there's a project, probably for the last 15 years.
I noticed, by the way, I'm looking at the website right now, and for those of you out there, go out to it, take a look if you want to see some really beautiful, beautiful work that that Paul has done. I notice also that you list the number of different organizations and groups that you're involved in. Can you tell us a little bit about how that helps your business?
Well, one of them, I'm a member, officially not a member of Focus on Energy, but all the houses that we build is a Focus on Energy home. So not only do we have the craftsmanship, we're building a quality house. I mean, it's recently a project we did on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst and 1 being the best. We were 1.27 rate on that house.
So that's you're talking about energy conservation.
And this is energy conservation.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So, and that stuff you can't see. That's all hidden behind. But that's how we carry the project through right from the start.
Okay.
So that's one of them. MRE is it's a nonprofit organization out in up past Wapaka there, and they're all about renewable energy.
Right.
You know, they have a big energy fair coming up in early summer, and then of course I'm a member of the Valley Home Builders Association and the National Home Builders Association. I just feel as being part of that group, we speak together.
And you're networking all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's the education. They're there for us at the White House and at the Capitol, watching out for not only our client, but for our interests as well.
Yeah.
And then also the National Association of Remodelers, and that association is strictly remodeling industry. And I had a client in Kohler that we're talking to right now that called me specifically because I'm a NARI member.
Okay.
So, and again, that's all part of your strategy as far as marketing your business, but also the awareness of what's going on and being a part of the community as well.
Correct.
Wonderful programs. Okay.
Paul, you mentioned when you build a home, they're very energy efficient. Can you go into an existing home and improve its energy efficiency?
Oh, absolutely. We always try to do the best we can in the areas that we're touching. There's always the practicality of, how far does that go?
Right.
But if we open up a wall, we're going to re-insulate it. We're going to foam seal it. We're going to do whatever we can so that when it gets closed back up, it's much better than it was.
Would you go into someone's home just to put some blown insulation in the attic? Would that be too small a project for you?
I wouldn't necessarily do it myself. I have an insulating contractor that I could hire to do it.
Sure.
But,
under your direction.
Yeah. I think 15 years ago we did a project in Menasha, and I forget exactly what the detail was, but there was no vapor barrier behind the walls, and it was very poor insulation. And the only way we could figure out to get the vapor barrier in there was we took the outside sheathing off the house. So we went all the way around the house, took the sheathing off the house, foam the walls, and put the plywood back on. We did it in a day.
Wow.
We didn't get the siding back on in a day. But, I mean, we were running in circles.
You do impossible tasks. Yeah. You accomplish impossible things in shorter period, like the roof replacement you did this winter.
But, taking the sheeting off of an exterior, that exposes basically the studs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, that can get a little nasty. So
we're going to take our last break right now. Paul, we'll come back on the other side. We'll give out the phone number one more time. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to our final segment this morning. We've been talking home building and remodeling and fine furniture with Paul Dreesen. Paul is the owner of Timber Innovations in Kimberly. It's been a really good program, and if you haven't had a chance to listen to the entire program, we welcome you to go to our website at biztalkwithscore.com. Starting probably Wednesday, you can listen to the program in its entirety, because we archive all of our programs out on our website. Paul, during the break, we were talking a little bit. Wanted to come back and address your relationship with subcontractors, with your employees, and how that helps enhance the relationship with your customer base. You had a few observations you wanted to share on that.
Well, I think it's so key that, one, everybody that you work with reflects what your philosophy is and what you believe in your personality and your integrity. So that goes through the guys that work with me and all the subcontractors that work with me. But then it's the relationship with the client. It's if you don't feel good about your contractor, don't hire him. Don't worry about the price.
Mm-hmm.
Go with who you feel is the right person and you feel comfortable with them. And that goes to the contractor too. If you don't feel good about that client, maybe you should walk away from it. And sometimes that's not always easy to do.
Yeah, because you're talking about a very substantial amount of dollars involved.
And time.
And a lot of time. And the place that you're going to be living for a long period of time. And if you don't feel comfortable on how that's getting done, yeah, that can be a disaster.
Oh, absolutely.
I always refer to that as the gut check or the chemistry connection. And you nailed it when you said don't always just focus on the price. Make sure that you have a good working relationship. And that's so important because the money's nothing. If you end up with a product you're not happy with, it's not going to be a good thing.
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, one last idea I want to talk to you about, and that's kind of a little bit of a crystal ball. We touched on it a little bit on how things are going. But for you personally, how do you see the economy helping you or growing or where we're at right now? What do you see as far as the next couple of years in the home building and remodeling business?
I see some nice developments coming along. I think there's going to be a continued growth in the new construction. Right now, you have the baby boomers, and they're looking at maybe downsizing a little bit. They're looking for a zero-entrance home, maybe a zero-entrance shower. And they're looking for to be able to fit their lifestyle, but yet they want it comfortable because they have maybe children and grandchildren that are out of town, and they come home for the holidays. They want to be able to have a comfortable place for the family to be able to stay in.
So the potential of growth for subcontractors and so on looking good?
Oh yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
So if I'm you know getting out of school or thinking about what I want to do, being involved in the home building and subcontracting positions would be a good idea.
Yeah, it's a wonderful trade, and I know that to bring the youth in. Because now, you know, everybody thinks it's technology, but we still need guys that can swing a hammer, read a tape measure, and be able to relate with people.
Yeah. And I think you nailed it earlier when you said when you're doing the craftsmanship and the working that the carpentry and whatever trade it is, it requires patience.
Yeah, for sure.
And technology doesn't always require patience, moves too fast. Tell us one more time, Paul, where folks can reach you.
It's timberinnovations.com, and my telephone number is 920-788-7400.
And your website is timberinnovations.com, and they can go there and look at your displays of different work you've done and contact you through that.
Yep.
Now it's time for our biz tip. You have a little pearl of wisdom you'd like to share with the audience?
Well, I think maybe we prematurely touched on it, but I was going to say if there's any one thing would be is the relationship with your contractor that you're hiring.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good to repeat that too, because too many times people get into business and we see it at SCORE once in a while where someone's in business and everything's got to come to them.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't succeed. It doesn't work. You have to be willing to give away and then things start coming our way. And that's exactly what you're talking about is build that relationship.
Correct.
Okay, yep.
Paul, we want to thank you very much for being our guest this morning. It was a good show.
Yeah, well, thank you. And I thought you were going to invite me to go fishing.
We will. When you have time, we're going fishing.
Tony says, what are you doing tomorrow morning? Oh, yeah, I'm going to go fishing.
Uh-huh. Well,
today might be cold.
Fishing for clients.
Yeah.
Let's keeping your business going. So.
You know, last week I went out to drove by the river in Fremont, and the ice was still in the river. So by now it's probably coming down in chunks.
Yeah.
So But we'll get out sometime.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Well,
and
that's the end of our program. We have
just
30 seconds left.
One last thing, and that's good luck, Bucky, tonight.
Go Bucky Badger.
That's going to be here on WHBY and 7:48 game time. So, look forward to listening to that.
Bucky, we'll see you Monday night. We're going to watch you Monday night, right?
Hopefully.
There you go.
You betcha.
Badgers.
All right. Well, you've been listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.